lesson.
So,
yes, this topic, I would say, is the most sensitive and the most important. Our responsibility as a ten for the world, because the ten is a rosh, the rosh of the process of the correction, the rosh of the thought of creation, that should be implemented in all the people of the world, because the whole correction is actually in the lower ones, in the descent of the force of the Creator up to the bottommost, lowest layer. That specifically is where his desire is, his plan. Therefore, in that we should see how much we are in equivalence of form with him. The Creator prepared creation, and it is upon us to finish, complete creation. To complete it in that we from below upwards start to rise to him until everyone is looking only at him. Up to him. And in that we should be the leaders, the pioneers, as much as possible. However, with all our strength, and the rest already depends on the upper force, on the role that he gives all of us, and us together, and the way that we will keep it. We see that in the meantime, there are no other forces in the world, as far as we know at least, that are truly in public, preparing themselves and standing ready to activate themselves towards the whole of humanity with intention, and here and there also in practice, in order to show humanity what is the upper plan, which is called the thought of creation, and how we want to lead it, extend it, pull everyone behind us. This is a very special role. Why we were rewarded with it, we don't know. We will discover it there in our souls, why it was us, specifically us. Why we were rewarded with such a sublime, high role, that we are the first generation of the last generation, the founders of this movement of the whole of humanity towards the Creator. And the more we feel our responsibility, by that we will get.
All the abundance flows.
This means that the more we consider ourselves as servants, assistants, supporters, those who take care of the whole of humanity in order to bring it to connection with the Creator, by that we will truly be rewarded with keeping our destiny, our role, our purpose of creation, and we will give contentment to the Creator. To be the servants for the whole of humanity in order to bring it closer to the Creator. I don't see any questions. I guess it is clear. Yes?
Rav, what does it mean to us that being that righteous that can perceive the more null, how can we...
That the more we consider ourselves only according to our ability to bring everyone closer to the Creator, this means to be nothing.
And bringing them closer to the Creator is in our perception or in theirs? The proximity to the Creator.
No, it's to try to find the Creator's intention and desire, and accordingly to detect how much we can bring them closer. We're not bending humanity, and we're not thinking out of ourselves. that we know how to bring them closer. Rather, we simply explain to humanity what Kabbalists say, and by this we just become as a mere conduit, only a conduit between the Creator and humanity. And we are as a pipeline. A pipeline means that we try not to bring in anything of ourselves. We only learn the sources. We take from our teachers whatever they said, whatever they told us, and in the simplest way, we try to pass it on to them. It means to be...
пишет, что если каждый будет считать себя в группе ничем.
Yes, dear teacher, he writes here that if each one regards himself to be nothing in the society, then will be head and hands and the higher organs.
Well, these are 10 sfirot, 10, not 9, not 11, but specifically 10. When they connect in such a complete way together, from the Rosh, the head, and all the way down to the feet, meaning over all of the different chinot, different discernments, they will try to connect together over all the chinot in them. By this, they specifically want to complete one another. This is how we connect and go forward. What's in that? A great thing, and truly salvation. Truly salvation. I am incapable of performing any actions on myself, actions of correction. All of the actions of correction that I do perform are only through my connection with the friends. When each one completes the other, and this way it turns out that the more we have this complementation over all of our qualities, the more we equalize with the Creator. It should be 10 on the level of Keter, and 10 on the level of Chochmah, and 10 on the level of Binah, 10 times 10, that is 100. Then it turns out that in such a way, I become a system called a pipeline. What is a pipeline? Tzinor. It's a complete, perfect desire, a correct desire to pass everything from Keter to Malchut and from Malchut to Keter. In short, to be the one who connects the upper one to the lower one. And I'm in the middle.
However, now you're saying that we have to become a pipeline between Keter and Malchut. Who's Malchut? That's the whole world? And we, what's our role?
Yes, the humanity is Malchut, Keter is the Creator, and we're in the middle.
Получается, себя становится нулем, но все равно тут есть какая-то иерархия выстраивается. Кто-то голова.
And how, along with each one annulling himself, becoming zero, there's an hierarchy here.
I don't. How should I express it? I do not decide what to do and with respect to whom I should do it. I just want to be the one who connects the Creator with the created beings. Don't get confused with this field because you still don't know what it is. Only through acquiring a Masach and a Chozer and all of those things. Before that, you don't have Sfirot. You only have Chinot, discernments. And also, we don't have those for the time being. So, what we need for the time being is, all in all, to want to be the servants of the whole of humanity on behalf of the Creator. That's it.
אני לא יודע עוד להגיד.
נגיד, I don't know how else to say it. Let's say you have landlord, and he needs to accept guests, the whole of humanity, and you need to accept them, receive them.
While a person study in the tent, does he be an individual pipeline, or does he be with the friends and be a collective pipeline? Which is it true?
האם חבר שלומד בעשירייה, האם הוא צינור אינדיבידואלי, או האם הוא צינור יחד עם כל החברים בעשירייה?
גם וגם.
Both.
גם וגם, כל אחד צריך להרגיש את
עצמו. Each one should feel himself that he is also an individual pipeline, but he's also a pipeline together with everyone. There is personal responsibility as well as collective responsibility. Yes.
Asia.
Asia.
Dear Rav, you just mentioned that you would wish to see the world KLI come to the Congress more developed. If we refer this to this article, do you think we're lacking nullification in front of the friends in order to unite?
We lack annulment and we lack connection. Annulment is not enough. Annulment, when you annul your ego, it doesn't let you still connect with them. You also need to be connected with them. There are two things here. The force that rejects the ego depresses it, oppresses it in order to be willing to connect, and the force of connection with others when you actually connect. And these two forces need to bring us to the structure of the pipe. That's how it ends. So, we have to realize our role. And to simply know that explanation, studying and giving an example, those can draw the upper light together with us, and it will already arrange everything. Whatever people don't want to do, cannot do, they don't know how to do it and how much they need the upper force, we have to do it in their stead. Just like a little child who doesn't know what he needs to do. However, the parents, they do know for him. They bring him the food. They bring him all of the corrections and treatments and everything. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know how to ask. He just knows how to cry if he feels bad. But besides that, nothing. And they complete him with all the rest. The upper one completes the lower one in mind, in emotion, in the ability to bring him everything, to take care of him. The upper one brings everything, you know, to take care of the lower one and in such a way to develop the lower one. We should also, in such a way, relate to the whole of humanity. And with the sorrow of bringing up children, meaning that it is a very big problem, and nevertheless, we have to carry it out. Therefore, more stories, more treatments, more lessons, speaking once again, time and again. Look how a person grows. How much it takes until he grows. It takes 20 years until he becomes somehow worthy of life, and also not life, but rather those artificial conditions that we have built for him. 20 years out of life, you see. And we should similarly understand that we need to take upon ourselves everything that this baby called humanity of today is incapable of doing by way of correction. And we have to perform these acts of correction in their place. Just like we bring the baby food and we bathe it and take care of it, bring in all kinds of medications, etc. We clothe it, we do everything. It doesn't know how to do anything, but just to function as a living body. That's all. And this is how we must reach out to humanity, and precisely in such a way, just like taking care of a baby, we need to take care of it. Are we doing it? Are we truly capable of being those that link the Creator with the created beings? Because Bala Sulam tells us that we are this bridge. There's nothing you can do about it. We just have to realize that the Creator is waiting and expecting humanity. We received such an ability, such an impetus. We will receive whatever means we will need, we will want to take care of humanity if we truly start taking care of them faithfully. We connect between us in order to disseminate. This dissemination is also inside of us, inside of the ten. As the ten connects, and outside of the ten to the whole of humanity, you can also say to the whole of Nebruch, the world Kli, and then to the whole of humanity. We have Adam, a person, who annuls himself towards his ten. That way he acquires his ten. With the ten, he annuls himself and the ten towards our entire shared ten of the global Bnei Baruch. And with that ten, which is the worldwide Bnei Baruch, we annul all of ourselves towards the whole of humanity. Then we serve this Kli, all of it, to the Creator. We want Him to clothe in it and to control our whole Kli, to rule it. This is how we reach complete adhesion with Him, complete adhesion of the created beings with the Creator. What should we say about this? Indeed, our kelim, our desires, our intentions, everything that we have are not intended for us to use them by ourselves, but only in order to connect with others. Because to begin with, the Creator created a complete system and then He broke it. This is why each and every one of us is like some piece that is torn away from the complete part, and he has within him all kinds of threads, wires that come out of him, but they're not connected with others. Therefore, it turns out that in order to function properly, in order for me to feel myself as alive, I have to connect with others. I need to feel that this specifically brings me back to life. The true life is when we're all interconnected and passing to one another all of the desires, commandments, fulfillments, etc. This is the complete system. But now, with this pandemia, bit by bit, we're starting to digest. Humanity will see it. How much we exist as a single system, a single mechanism, and each one, if he connects with others, specifically through his connection with others, he finds out how he is alive, how he is receiving, how he is giving, the way that he feels life. and our current life, the way we feel that we are living now, all in all is only for our beastly existence. There is nothing to it. It's just a beast that lives in order to take on its right role. Therefore, one must say the world was created for me. Because the world was created in order for me to connect with it, and then I will perform my role towards the world. But with my role towards the world, I will be connected with the Creator, because I myself have no deficiencies to connect to the Creator with. Rather, when I connect to the world, then I feel that I have no choice. I have to be connected with the Creator. Then I will have adhesion and connection with the upper force, and then I feel myself as belonging to the internal life.
How can we appreciate or evaluate the difference between us in a group? To the extent that I see my friends, that they're different from each other, they're opposite to each other, they barely stand each other, they can't stand each other, then the connection between us will be more and more beneficial for the general correction of the system of Adam HaRishon. Please, workshop. Meaning, what is the workshop question? We're going to talk about how different we are to until we reach a state where we hate each other, and then the connection between us, the work and the connection between us, is more beneficial at bringing us to a structure, a strong structure of Adam HaRishon to reveal the Creator in it. Go ahead. To what extent can we appreciate, value the differences between us? Even though we hate, we want to kill each other, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. This actually brings us to strong unity and a big revelation of the Creator.
One session. Again, what is the initial point of concession? What does concession start with?
Concession starts from me entering a group where they start respecting what Kabbalists tell us, and that we have to start the spiritual process from us annulling ourselves, annulling myself. That's what I annul. Why? I'm told if you perform such exercises, you'll understand what the upper world is, how opposite it is from our world. That's why it's concealed from our senses. And if you perform such actions, you'll start understanding that there are qualities that are opposite of you. That's how you'll start feeling the upper world.
What do I concede on with respect to the friend? What do I give up on?
The best thing is not to annul myself, but rather annul to the friend, because we don't understand what that means, but the best is for me to try to find how I can help him. Out of trying to help him, I advance. He helps me, I help him. That's how we advance. An element to a friend is already, it's a more complicated action. It may fail me.
I will help the friend so that it helps me to make a concession on the next stage.
I help him by giving an example. The way I annul myself, how I want to help him, and how I appreciate that he does that to me, and none of us accepts it personally the way in Israel, meaning in a mundane level. By that we try to reach the Creator. By that we want to give him contentment. This is why, like two good boys want to help their mother. That's how we do it with each other. By that we help each other.
What does a person not concede?
What he can't. But still, he would want to concede, but he can't. He's incapable. Inside, he still thinks about himself. That's when the upper light comes bit by bit, correcting him.
Is there a difference between making a concession for the friend and making a concession for the Creator?
Actually, there isn't. Only it's when it's with respect to a friend, then on the one hand there is a greater confusion and more disturbances, on the one hand. On the other hand, there is still greater support from all the friends, maybe. And in short, it helps us. If we work in a group, we discover many more discernments than with the work with the Creator. There we don't have so many discernments. Here is the group and the me and the friend and the entire humanity. All kinds of changes in the states. That's why it's not for no reason that from the world of Insof, the Kli comes down, shattering after shattering, losing its spirituality. But accordingly, it discovers all kinds of
Yes, I was just waiting for the red sign. It's still not clear, because here we're not talking about an ordinary concession. Rather, if I will make a concession, it means that I place myself and my family in an existential danger, danger to our lives. You know, giving up here is like saying, throw me off the cliff. How can people reach something above it, rise above it?
I don't think that's possible. You're correct. What you're asking is, how can he maintain his corporeal level and by that make spiritual concessions? He can't be in the two worlds.
People are not in two worlds. They're in one world. So how can we help them make a concession?
No one will make a concession for the other. That's why this world will deteriorate until it reaches the world war, and nothing will help it if it won't take upon itself the method of correction. The method of correction is when you explain to it how much there is a different level of existence, and we're going to reach it, want it or not. And the upper force is playing with us, and we have no other choice than to take its rule, and that's how we can talk to them.
Okay, this means that they seemingly need to somehow understand that they have to let go of their existence, stop arguing altogether, and connect to something altogether different?
Yes, in a higher degree. And in this higher degree, there is no good and bad. Rather, good and bad connect together. Because specifically in the collision between the two, they help us rise to a higher degree every time. This is why every time, out of the collision in the present state, present level, in order to get rid of it, in order to reach perfection, wholeness, and then the opposite, we have to, rather than get rid of it, we have to accept these forces as forces of ascent. And we are aware and we're thankful for having these collisions and clashes, because by each one helping as a friend, we can help each other rise every time. That's how we rise. And when we do, it's as if we annul or cancel the collision between us. No. We discover it's going to be even greater, more, but more to the point. That's how we rise. Meaning we have no choice. We have to accept, first of all, that the difference of views, of opinions is for in our favor. It's for us. If we use it properly, we can raise ourselves to higher degrees.
When
specifically in the developed people, there are differences in their views. And that's how we'll advance.
The psychology, like you said.
Yes, until we feel them inside and they'll feel themselves and us belonging all to one system, it won't happen. But it all depends on us. What depends on us at the moment? Why us?
Depends on us in the sense that we have to feel and accept and see that the whole correction of the world depends on the connection between us and how we are relating to that to the world. What's the question?
The development of the public, the human ability, what does it depend upon?
It depends on how much we want to take care of them. I don't understand. What does the progress of the public depend on? How much we take care of them?
Rav, you said that if the world doesn't feel it yet, it's a sign that we inside us, there's still some concealed separation or something like that?
The hidden separation between us exists at all times until the final correction. That's certain. Otherwise, we'd be in complete adhesion between us and the Creator.
But because of that, we can't bring this message to the public?
We need to make an effort to be more connected to each other, with each other, into each other, all of us together, so that we have some connection between us, through which we will be able to pass on the only force through us, so that we are also similar to that one force, so that it passes on to the public. For that, we have to be connected to the public. So we have a problem, on the one hand, of building our connection with the public, on the other hand, building such connection between us, so that we're similar to the Creator's one force. And then this one force of the Creator, through our desires that are somewhat unified, that will influence the public. That's it. That's all we need to do. And then later on, in each and every degree, on a more specific, accurate manner.
And well, only when we will be able to do that, they'll understand that they have to rise above the quarrel and...
Yes,
this way.
Of course. The moment they begin, even in a subtle manner, to get some influence from us, that influence will inform them on how it works and how it needs to work. Until we do that, and as long as we just want to verbally disseminate to them and write to them, it even...
You can send questions, and pertinent questions will be asked.
It seems that we are seemingly too much in concern for humanity or something of that sort, but the thing is that our work in the last generation specifically is entirely, whether we like it or not, understand it or not, it is all aimed at the whole of humanity, from 0 to 100%. meaning we always need to direct ourselves towards humanity. Otherwise, we are not in the last generation and we won't get any help from above. The purpose and the program and all the actions today, it is only aimed at the whole of humanity, from the lowest level of corporeality to the highest of spirituality. So there's no choice. We always have to connect ourselves to the whole of humanity. Meaning that in each and every action we need to ask, are we aiming at the whole of humanity? Because the Creator exists behind everyone, and only there. Well, we know what happened afterwards. The Nazis rose to power in Germany, and then the general annihilation began, and so on. And you see, he, back then, he spoke to all the leaders of the settlement in Israel, all those Jewish leaders, the rabbis too, and nothing happened. They didn't want to listen. And what happened, happened. Now, who is to blame here? Those who didn't listen. They were able to stop this deterioration, this horrible trend, and they didn't. You see, like he says, no impression was left. And so he left it. What else could he have done? So he kept quiet, and afterwards he wanted to publish his newspaper, The Nation, and it was shut down as well, to the point that he was banned and he had to leave Jerusalem, and then he went to Tel Aviv, Jaffa, and went to live in Jaffa. And that's it. And that's how he finished his life. What he did was a huge life work of his writings. But basically, besides that, in practice, he couldn't do anything. And only we today are able to take this whole method and show it to humanity at a time when humanity needs this medicine. So we need to understand that this sorrow, that this effort that Baal HaSulam is doing, we have to continue it. And then he will live within us and work with us. Baal HaSulam, Rabash. Basically, our work.
Okay, that's clear. The question is, do you see us disseminating actually until the end of correction, or is there some point after which some critical mass, all the world will live spiritual lives? We have some kind of role inside this. I'm simply trying to understand if there's some intermediate state in which people live according to the rule of love thy friend as thyself, B'nai Baruch are like the teachers of humanity, or does it advance from now to the end of correction only becoming worse? I'm just trying to understand where we're advancing towards.
To tell you the truth, I don't know, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know. What for? What do I gain by that? I want my work to be as devoted as possible to my role. That's it. I need to now advertise to everyone the knowledge of the Creator, the knowledge of His plan, the purpose of creation. I have to advertise that to the world, and that's it. That's all I think about. Not how do I set up some place of some beautiful village where we can give an example to humanity. These are impossible things that we're going to waste all our time and effort on. I only know one thing: dissemination to the whole generation of the Messiah, as it's called, to everyone. The wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection. That's all that we need. And I don't care about how much I'm worth and what spiritual degree I have. I'm telling you, there's no relevance to it. If you do the maximum work of dissemination where you are, wherever you can, of this knowledge to the world of where we are, where do we live, what's happening. There's nothing more than
that. I'm asking, not from our side, but from the side of the broad masses, the world that we're trying to lead them towards, the world, they were saying, look, if you give up some and concede a little bit, then you'll see your world better, and by that, somehow that's the ceiling of dissemination as far as they're concerned. I don't have to worry about what will happen practically, what the Creator will do, what world He will bring them.
I don't care about what the Creator will do. I'm worrying about what I have to do right now. I'm telling you, not more than that. I understand your thoughts, and we had these thoughts many years ago, decades ago. No, we're not building anything. We wanted to go to a kibbutz and build a city and do all kinds of things. No. Specifically, no. We have this one building here from which we can disseminate as a technological center, headquarters. That's it. Enough. There's no more. Hopefully we can come back here and even now the various departments are working here. They come here and work every day in this building. The fact that we can't have the lessons here and meals and some short conventions. Let's hope it'll pass. Let's say now Michael is sitting in the building. He's just in the second floor and I'm in the third floor. And around him, there are many people who operate all the equipment and so on. But besides this, we don't need anything. We don't even need one more square meter. Just to spread on. So on the contrary, not to concentrate ourselves, but to spread across everyone.
I think that's completely clear, Rav. I'll try from a different direction. Not from the side of Nebuch, from the side of the world. Do you see the world slowly, slowly coming closer to love thy friend as thyself? Certain countries start to begin according to this rule, others not. Some of the people are learning our method, some not. Or does the world simply continue to deteriorate until it comes to some like flip that happens at some point, I don't know when, after the rest, I don't know what else develops?
For a long time, I stopped planning and thinking about the future. I'm telling you, seriously. I used to think, of course, yeah, how to do it, this, like that. I'm not doing this for a long time, and I don't intend to. Let the Creator run things. Do whatever you feel and see that is the right thing to do each and every day. Do that. You don't need more than that. Nothing more than that. I don't care about more than what I can do today. What happens tomorrow? I know that every day that I wake up in the morning and continue, that's a new day. It's a new day, and I don't know how I'm going to wake up and what I need to do. The conditions are changing by the day. I have to follow, to go together with the world. It used to be different. It used to be different. The world was not changing. Until a few months ago, the world would just continue to function according to the will to receive that keeps opening more and more opportunities for itself to enjoy, to do things, to deceive each other, and all of that. And I lived in that world with a handful of students. Now it's a different thing. Now we have to spread across the whole of humanity and bring humanity the knowledge of why do we live, how do we live, how do we live life in a proper manner. And I have to do this by Bala Sulam, Rabash, and ultimately the Creator. And that's what I do. What conditions, with what conditions will I do it? The Creator will tell me every day. But I don't need to now imagine to myself that I need to build some village or something else. No, it's already passé. There's no need.